kids. It really adds up.
This one, it's not.
I have two shekels here, so you have to tell me which one I should do first.
Joey? That's Joey's decision.
Yeah. One is on the parasha, one's on the haftarah. The one on the parasha is about Shiva, mitzvah of Shiva. It's the rice of the Rabbanon and about the Rambam. The one in the haftarah is about killing Shimi ben Gera.
Which is easier?
One's more exciting.
Is Rebbe going to say the whole story?
No. not really.
Let's go to Shimi ben Gera.
Okay, fine. Shimi ben Gera then. It's more exciting, so.
I'm with excitement.
Okay, so we'll do Shimi ben Gera. It's more exciting. Fine. So, like this. It says in the Rambam, in two places, that when somebody's married by Malchus, that the Melch has Rishus to kill him. So one is in Sanhedrin. He writes, "Ve'ein Rishus laMelch laHarig be'echad mehen." A king does not have Rishus to kill in any of the four ways of Skil Sreifa. Ela b'Saif b'Vad, only with the sword. And then again in Hilchos Malachim, he writes about Moir b'Malchus, and then he writes, "Ve'chein kol haMevazes haMelech." That was why David Melch really could have killed him. Okay, you know that story a little bit. We'll just say, you know, that David Melch was running away from Avshalom and came along Shimi ben Gera, who was one of the Gadol HaDor, really. He was Shlomo HaMelech's Rebbe, you know, and they kept him for a Rebbe after that. And he cursed David HaMelech. And it says in this week's Haftarah, "V'hu kilani klala nimretzis." He gave him a klala nimretzis, which the Gemara stands for the letters nimretzis, stand for noyefu, moyavihu, reitzeachu, tzeirehu, te'evahu. That was a pretty stark klala. he meant like this. I'll explain what he meant. He's Noyefu because of Bathsheba. Moyavi, who he's trying to say, he's puzzled to be the king. Right. He's trying to say him and his whole family is puzzled. Even though there was a heter, he didn't agree. Right, he didn't agree. He held that he's a Moyavi. Ritzeachu Uriah. The story with Uriah Achiti. Soirerhu, the Kliyoker says, means that he used to be Mitzar Shevet Binyamin, because the Shaul came from them, so he was Mitzar then. Toyeva, who is not clear, Rabbi Krasner, you know, in his Sefer Nachal Shimon, thinks that it might be because of the Gemara in Chelek, that it says, Bikesh David Lavar David Azar. And it says, Vahisa Toyeva, you know, that he has another pshat, two from Apsikta. Anyways, he gave him a big klala. So then, David HaMelech said,
"What? Tamar, maybe because of Amram and Tamar.
So what's? Oh, he made fun of them.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's. I'm just giving this.
So that's why he would be called Toeva.
Like, you know, that's an exciting.
But he had to do it. David HaMelech said Toeva. What?
I understand, but he's making fun. Amram was his son.
Yeah. So okay. So how would that? Oh, you mean since that happened from it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what he said. So famous thing, so David HaMelech said he's not going to do anything to him because Hashem Amar Lo Kalil, right? The Hashem told him to do it, and it's not him who did it, right? That's a famous chinuch, brings David HaMelech as an example of loisika, you know, that you should assume everything's from Hashem. So fine, so he didn't do anything. So in this week's Haftarah, David HaMelech tells Shlomo, "I swore to him that I won't kill him, right? But you make sure that you, with your chachma, don't let him die in peace." Right? Fine. So anyways, that's the story in short. So the Rambam says that really David could have killed him because Avishai told him, "You have to kill him. You got to kill this guy." Right? And David HaMelech said, "I won't. I'm not going to." And Avishai said, "You're doing a chet if you don't kill him." And he wouldn't kill him. So the Rambam says he really had the Rishus because he's a Moir B'Malchus. Because if you're Mavaza, the king, you're Moir B'Malchus. But he didn't do it. And again, the Rambam writes the same thing again. that the Ein LaMelech Rishus LaHaroig Ela B'Sayif Vavad. But the king can only kill with Sayif, right? Twice he writes it, only with a sword. The Shaila is, where is the Makur of this din that the king can only kill him with a sword and not in any other way?
How could Shlomi have killed him if it's only...
Achrayim, yeah, they're Achrayim. Say what you say. Yeah, that it's too late. He David's nifter already. So really, it's not so schwer, because what happened was he didn't kill him for nothing. He told him something. He told Shimi, you're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and then he didn't listen to Shlomo. So at the end, that was a chachma. Okay, so yeah, that was a chachma. Okay, so now the shal's, where is the makor for the din that king can only do with the cherev? So on the side, Perushim and the Ram, they don't bring any Meir Mokum. But later, Achreinim already found that there is such a Yerushalmi and a Tosefta that says that ein, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, I think I brought it here, V'larashus loinitna eleherig bilvad. And the Ram learned up, L'rashus, you know, like government, you know, al tisvara l'rashus. Government, meaning the king, can only use herig. Okay. But on the side of the Rambam, Rabbi Kveger writes that he heard b'shem Rav Zalman Vilner. Rav Zalman Vilner. Better, we call him Rav Zalman Vilner, Rav Chaim Vilner's brother. He heard in his name that he said it's from this week's Haftarah. Because it says in the Haftarah that when he's talking to Shlomo HaMelech, he says, Vo'eshova loy b'shem im amischo bechorev. He swore to Shimi Ben Gera, I'm not going to kill you with a sword. So what's it going to help Shimi any? So I'll kill him with something else. So Elamai, it's a raya, he's only allowed to kill with his sword. So if he won't kill with his sword, he won't be able to kill him at all. That was Abzelmel of Elashner. So we have it printed, Grata, in the Toldos Adam. You know, the Toldos Adam is all the whole life of Reb Zalman Volozhiner, which has stories, but it's a real Vilna, you know, it's like 80% Gemara. Like, if you're looking for the stories, you can't, you have to learn. You have no brayer, you know. Here in the middle, there's a story. And that, in Brisk, that's like, they hold that. That's where you could have real, reliable stories, because that's like written by Gedolim, that I remember Rav Mishua saying over from there, from that safe. So in there you have this shtickle. And Rav Zalman Volozhiner, he had more. He spoke up more. He said that. And he said, with this, he wants to explain a medrash. That it says in some medrash that by Uriah HaChiti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, you know, he sent with the front lines. And the Gemara says, or it's totally different shopping, that he was also married by Malchus. He was also married by Malchus. So Hashem said to... What's that? That's one of the pshatim, because, you know, he didn't go home because he didn't call him Adon. He didn't call... He put him together with someone else. Yeah. So he was a married Malchus. So it says in this medrash, Hashem said to David Malach, you were supposed to kill him with a cherev. Why did you kill him with arrows from the front lines? So like the Zemla, that's pshat in that medrash also. Because if he's a married by Malchus, you have to do it a cherev. But then he had a kasha.
What's the makom? Why is the hair the same as arrows? Why is arrows?
Because you're only allowed to do saif. The Rambam said. Ein rishus elo b'saif bilvad.
I thought saif is anything metal.
Oh.
I thought saif is anything.
Well, he's assuming that it's not.
Is it that, or is it literally to cut the head off, as opposed to?
Oh, I mean, the lashon of the tesefta was herig. It has to be herig. So it has to be cut, and herig taka is they cut off the neck.
Beheading.
It says ketzad, you know, I get.
It's not the material.
Oifen of herig.
Oifen of herig.
You talk about the tomb of Yigurin by a mask.
There it's
Chalal
cherev. Okay, but you could have said, he's assuming. So, but then this is only Reb Zalman Volozhiner could think of this kasha. So zok there, but I have a kasha on the whole Rambam. From the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim. The Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim also brings a pasuk from Daf Torah. V'eshova loy b'ashem im amischa b'choret. Right? That David HaMelech swore he won't kill him with a sword. Zok, I have written the Lashon of the Zohar. V'chi shimi tipshahava. Shimi is a tipish. The ilu hachi yomile. If that's the shvua, the lo yema b'cherev loy aval b'chanisa b'gira'in. So then if he swore, I won't kill you with a cherev, then he'll go ahead and kill him with a chanis or with an arrow. So what did he gain? Azoy frek the zoyer akasha. Ella zok the zayar. Ella train milin hacha. There's two David Melch. You can see two things from this pasuk. Aleph, right? I put in the aleph. here I stopped writing the words. I just wrote the teichin. He says like this. The first thing was the zayar says you have to read the pasuk different. Va'eshava aloi b'Hashem ima mischa kama. He swore to Shimi, I won't kill you. Becharv, he swore by the sword. What's that? Because David HaMelech's sword had Hashem's name on it. As I state in Zaire. So he swore by Hashem's name on the sword. So Vashava Aloy Bashem imamischa, I swore it Becharv. As I like the Zaire. Then the Zaire says, and Tzveita Zach, you should know, is that David HaMelech had something in mind that he said he's only going to not kill him with a sword. Because then, when Shlomo HaMelech had to take and kill him at the end, Shlomo HaMelech said, my father said he won't kill him with a sword, so I won't kill him either with a sword. I'll just kill him with the Shema Mefarish. Why? Mida Kneged Mila. He used words on my father, I'll use words on him. So Memela, that's also Merum is over here, that's why David HaMelech said with a sword. So anyway, so Frecht Reb Zalman Velozhiner, that this Zoyar is totally Kneged the Rambam. Because
the Rambam said you have to kill him.
The Rambam said you have to kill him with a sword. So what do you mean? It's not a tipish, right? And it's mashma from the Zohar that he could have killed him in any which way, with arrows, with anything, which is the keneged the Rambam shita. The Rambam says Moed Machos can only be killed with a sword. Okay, so that's the tzarichin that Reb Zalman Velozhiner asks. So on this,
not the Rambam because he passed like the Yerushalmi and the Zohar.
I hear. Yeah, okay, true. You mean he has a Yerushalmi. It's not really that's true. He never would pass him like a Zohar. He didn't even have a Zohar.
No, but you still have a Kasha on the Maisa.
You just have
a Kasha on the Maisa because in the end he killed him with the Shema Mefurish.
According to
the Zohar.
That's only the Zohar says that.
Otherwise we don't know how.
We don't know. Right. In the pasuk we don't see. I saw that somebody makes a diuk from a pasuk, but there's no Beferish thing. Okay, so the bottom line is.
How does Shlomo kill him?
It says a lashon vaitzav vayifgu boy. But it's not, you know, could be just like Lamashal in Shmois by Moshe Rabbeinu we have. What's the words? I don't remember the words in the Chumash now, but it says some kind of lashon like he killed him, right? And Rashi says he killed him with. Right? Vayach is a mitzvah. Vayach. So Vayach could be Hashem. So Vayifka could also be Hashem. So anyways, the bottom line is like this. There seems to be two shitas going on over here. Okay, very good. So it could be a shem. Okay, the bottom line is like this. The Rambam says that Shimi ben Gera was a Moed b'Malchus, and he should you were allowed to kill him with a sword, only. The Zohar says that David HaMelech could kill Shimi with anything, with an arrow, with anything, and the word Becharav has an upshot, according to the Zohar. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? So here I'll say, this is mixed together from a few sources together. A little bit I saw from my favorite, Rabbi Sarver Garbo's, a little bit Rabbi Krasner brought down in Nachal Shimon. Lipshots like this. There is Taka Machlekes going on over here. The Machlekes, the root Machlekes is, it was David HaMelech actually a Melech at that time. What's the Shaila? Because there's a Taka Machlekes Babel in Yerushalmi. They both ask the same Kasha. That when it tallies up, in also at the end of the Perek in Malachim, it says, right, that David HaMelech, it says he was king for 40 years total. Then it writes for 7.5 in Chevron and 33 in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, Babel, and Yerushalmi both ask, 33 and 7.5 is off by half a year from 40. So they both say you have to take off 6 months. But they argue, the Babel, and Yerushalmi, which 6 months? The Yerushalmi says it was the 6 months where he was running away from Avshalom. Why? Because since he had no Malucha, the Olam didn't makabel him. So Memela, he was Ois Melech those 6 months. The Bavli writes that the answer is he was Mitzoyer for 6 months. Shisha Chadashim Nitzara David because of the Oynish on Basheva. And at Mitzoyer, he had to get out of the Melucha, and for 6 months he was not a Melech there. So this already, this is an old thing. The Parashas Drachim writes that if you go with the Yerushalmi, then you would not be considered a Moyed B'Malchus when he was running away during those 6 months. And he's Masber even a little bit more, because really, there is a whole thing like this, that when it says he wasn't the Melech for those 6 months, so it says it, Lahalacha there in Yerushalmi, it says, because the din is a Melech brings a Sire, you know, for a Chatas. And a regular person brings a Seira. So Ekisbor Seira, yeah. And it says during those 6 months, he would have had to bring a Seira. David HaMelech, because he was not a Melech. But the Achronim already approved from the Sugya there in Hoyrius that it doesn't mean that you're entirely not a Melech. It means that there's like two levels in Melech. There's Melech Bepoyal, you know, like, and then there's just the Kedushas Melech or whatever, the Minui Melech. And even if he's not a Melech B'Poyal, it doesn't mean he's not like the Melech at all. Like, let's say after the 6 months we're over with Avshalom, so after a new vote, like there's no king now, we got to find the king. Okay, we'll see. Maybe David, maybe somebody else. No, Avada, he didn't lose his whole Minui as a king. He's just not a Melech B'Poyal.
Yeah, but
Oh, very good. So the Mishnah brings a raya that for Moirid B'Malchus, it's not enough if you're just a Minui Melech. You need to be Melech B'Poyal. He brings the Gemara in Megillah. Because in the Megillah, it says that you know, Novel started up with David HaMelech. So, and David HaMelech wanted to kill him for Moirid B'Malchus. So Abigail says to him, no, you can't kill him for that. That's Novel's wife. Because Lo Yotza Tivacha Bo'ilam. The Oilam doesn't yet... You were Nimshach already, because, you know, Shmuel already was, but you're not Lamaisa, you're not, Shaul's still around. You know, Shaul was still around, so you're not yet B'Poyal doing it. So Zakhtim Shemelch, you see, in order to be a Moyed B'Malchus, it's not enough if your just name is Melech. You have to be Moylech. So Memela, Zakhtim Shemelch, the same thing, if you wouldn't be a Moyed B'Malchus, according to the Yerushalm. Oh. So it comes out like this. That this that the Rambam wrote, that Shimi was a Moyed B'Malchus, is only because the Rambam must hold like the Bavli. That the Bavli said it was the other 6 months when he's a Mitzoyer, but obviously the Bavli holds that when he was running from Avshalom, he was still running the country enough to be a Melech. So then he's a Moyed B'Malchus. But if you learn like the Yerushalmi, you have to find the new Mahalach. You have to find the new Mahalach. Why was he going to kill him? Why would he kill Shimi? For what?
Well, you said why?
So you can't kill guys who curse you.
That's the
Moyed B'Malchus, right? Is it like
Abizrayu?
Right?
Nosi B'Amchus is not a Chai Misa. It's a lav.
But in the case where he was...
Then that's what the Rambam says. But that works like the Bavli. But what do you do according to Yerushalmi? Okay?
Avok
of Moyed B'Malchus, you mean? I don't know what that is. I mean, Avizrai is by the Gimel Chamur, but there's no Avizrai.
But
Pshan and
Matorah not being a Malach. Why is Matorah not a Malach?
Well, because he has to leave the Machne. And okay. You mean, so why can't he run the thing from out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a sugya in Hoyrius that says that, you know, that somehow, but I don't know exactly what, maybe, because, you mean no one could talk to him?
He's Yahu, right? He abdicated.
Maybe it's part of the Nidui or something, but they lower him down.
Uzziah had to abdicate the throne when he became a Mitzvah.
So why is it exactly, I don't know, it's like a halacha or what? I don't know, like, where Taku, like,
it's practical.
It's practical? I don't know. I don't know exactly how that works. So what are we going to do if you go with Yerushalmi? So there is another pshat in why they killed him, which is what you said, but needs... What's it?
Zohar also can't hold.
The Zohar can't hold like the... Who? Like, why?
What's his right? What's his hold?
Well, 1 second. You'll see. We don't know. We have to find out why Yerushalmi holds you is going to kill him. So there is a Targum Sheni in Megillus Esther. That says a new reason why they wanted to kill him. I think I wrote down the Lashon here. This is the find of the Chemda Sisro, you know, the Klichemda. he says, let's see if I wrote down the words. Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shishan, on that pasuk. Zok the Targum Sheni, V'Shimi Havachayev Diskatel. Shimi Ben Gera was Chayev, because it's saying, you know, that the Yichus, because going back, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. So it goes up. So it says over there, Shimi was Chayev to be killed, K'moy Dichsiv Be'oiraisa de Moshe. As they be stating the Torah of Moshe Benu. Daino de Kushta Loi Tetzair. Or better known in the Lashon HaKodesh as Elohim Leisekalo. The pasuk that you're not allowed to curse the Nasi. So that's why, since he was over, so the kasha, that's a lot. That's not a Mechayim Misa. So what's Pshat on that? So Zok, the Kli Chem, the Chem Das Yisrael, the Pshat is that there is a din that a king, to keep order, law and order, is allowed to punish on things that aren't really chayiv misa. Like we find the ideal by Peretz Keter. Now, he has his own exact gedorim of that. But like I would say like this, that really there is a chidush drashas haran, you know, drashas haran, in drashas yud aleph. He says like this, that the emes is that the Sanhedrin are really supposed to take care of keeping the halacha. The melech is supposed to run the place if things are getting out of hand, and he's supposed to kill people for whatever is just tzarech hashav. So he says, we find in the Gemara, Sanhedrin makin v'oinshin, and bring some stories that they killed people for little things, like a guy rode a horse on Shabbos and they killed him.
Right.
Zok the Drashas Haran, the Pshat is the Tkufa in that Gemara was after there were no kings. So the Sanhedrin took over both hats. They were Sanhedrin and they were the Melech.
That's a big Chiddush. That
means it's a big Chiddush.
Mardis only is when there's no Melech.
Well, Makas Mardis is not part of that Sugi, you should know. That Sugi is for exception cases.
Okay.
Like killing a guy.
What's Marcus Martis?
Marcus Martis is ripping. A standard thing that they do to correct people that they shouldn't be bad. Which is, that's not called Shaloi Min Adin. That's called, they're allowed to do that because you're allowed to make people be good. That's not the same thing. That's not the same din. Kavitzar has already explained that. Okay, so now, you see from the Drashas Haran that the real one who can put law and order is the king. The only reason you have in the Gemara is that Sanhedrin does it is because there is no king. So Memela, that's Pshat over here, that David HaMelech said, we have to kill a guy who curses, even if I'm not the official Melech right now.
That's what David told God, most Yomos, but by the case with the marshal he gave by Bathsheba with the sheep.
Oh, very good. It's the same kind of thing. Yeah. Right. The Pshat is, he just stole, but the king can... Now, so Memela, that would be the other way to learn, the reason why Shimi ben Gera is Chayav Misa. Because for this kind of Aveira, we have to kill him. The king said we have to kill him, even though it's not usually Chayav Misa. Okay, so we have two ways. If you go with the Bavli, then you can say he was a full king, Moir B'Malchus, Rambam. If you go with the Targum Sheni's way, if you go with the Yerushalmi, it says he wasn't the king. Then we'll go with Targum Sheni, and we'll say that we'll kill him for Nasi Bam Cholei Sar.
But there's a Nafkimina, and that's whether there's this limitation of Chorav.
Oh, exactly. Because the Minchas Chinuch...
But then who's killing him? David or Shlomo?
So David could have killed him, but he didn't want him.
But if he wasn't the king of Manoshev, he wasn't the king... Then how is he exercising
power? Because he became back the king afterwards. And now he could say, since you did that Aveira, I could have killed him. You did 6 months ago, I want to kill you now. He could have done that, but he didn't. Now the Minchas Chinuch writes that it says in the Rambam and Perek Yud Ches of Sanhedrin that there were two examples where we find people were killed without Edus. Achan admitted that he took from the Cherem. And the Ger HaMaleki said he came in and said he killed Shaul, and they killed him for killing Shaul. So the Rambam says, how do you do this? So the Rambam says it was either Alt Malchus or Alt Saras Shaul.
Yeshua,
I guess, would have a din of a melech. So the Minchas Chinuch says, but by Ochan they did skila. So how I thought the Rambam said a melech could only do saif, could only do herit.
But that wasn't Moir.
So the Minchas there's a chilek. If it's Moir b'malchus, then the din is only with saif. But if it's because the king's putting law and order for whatever he thinks you have to, like he's going to kill Ochan for doing herim. For being over on Chayrim, then there's no din of Saif. Izay bazoi, everything. Oh, very good. So the Yerushalmi would have to hold that way, that it was alts achan, alts. I mean, alts law and order because he didn't have Eretz, and that could be how the Zohar also held, like the Yerushalmi, and that's why the Zohar said he could really kill him in any other way. It doesn't have to be only with the Saif. And not only that, but I want to add in one last thing, that the Rambam himself writes that a king in Melachim Perikim Alachiyud kol ha-hoireg nefashas shaloi biraya berura only eight echad and things yesh la-melech reshus lahargoy lesakin hoil. So the Avni Nezer and the Ursameach Hamadayik, that the Rambam does not hold that the king can do law and order for everything. The Rambam only holds that you can do it on a killer, on a Reitzeach. And the Ursameach asked Akasha because he found the Yerushalmi that has a story that there were two people who were born a caliph, and they said, oh boy, if the Melech finds out, he's going to kill us. So he has Akasha, but it wasn't Reitzeach.
Yeah.
So that's his Akasha. So according to our lineup, it's not so terrible because the Peshat is like this. The Ramba, the Makoyer, where you see it's not just for Ritzeach, would be Shimi. Because he just did just Elikim Leisakalal, and the king is killing him for that. But the Rambam doesn't have that, because the Rambam goes with the Bavli, that the reason is out he was a real Melech, was Moir B'Malchus. So he doesn't have that Makoyer. But that Yerushalmi is Lashitasa of the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi says that he wasn't the Melech. Because Shimi ben Geri wasn't a melech then, so he has to learn it was out law and order. So the Yerushalmi also says he could kill him for any other avera. So okay,
that advice with the caliph was in the Yerushalmi.
In the Yerushalmi, okay. Sanhedrin perek vav alocha gimel.
It's
skila, right? But there was only one guy. The story was there was a, it says there was chassid echad saw them and they said, oh, he's going to go tell the melech on us, and then the melech is going to come after us and kill us. So, okay, so this is the end of Mahalach Rishain, how to answer the whole thing through. The Hainu Azoi. Either you go with the Rambam, that he was a Melech, which is the Bavli, and then it's only Sayef, and then you can read the Pasuk regular, Ima Mischa Bacharev, just plain Pashit Cherev. Or you go that he wasn't a Melech, like the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi Shita's law and order is anything that the king wants to put into law and order. And then the Minchas Chinuch says, you don't need a cherev. And that's the Zoyar. Okay, that's the first derech. Now, the ha'orah on this derech is that it's based on the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. It's based on the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch that when it comes to law and order, you don't need to use a cherev. And Minchas Chinuch got that from Ochan. But that's not 100% conclusive because L'chayor, there's a problem in that Minchas Chinuch. Because how could it be that Ochan was an issue of the Melech? But the Rambam L'shitasa doesn't work that way because the Rambam said the only thing the Melech could do it for is for a Ritzeach. So how could it be Melech? So you could really read the and also it's Stam. That's really the main horror. So
the other thing is often is very similar to when they were going to kill Yonason. Because Shaul made a Shavua. And So why could you have killed him? For what?
What could you have killed him for?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
they're...
It's the same thing about Achan. That when the Tzibor makes a theorem, when the Tzibor says you can't do anything, we're all masking. So then that's a different
That is. That's the Ramban. You know, the Ramban says that's he answers your question from Yoina Son. And he says, because there's a pasuk in Bechut Kosai, Kol Cheirem Asher Yochra Mino Adam Lo Yipodeh Mois Yumas.
Right.
And he says that if the Tzibur makes a Cheirem, they can say a death penalty.
But that's the Ochan is also the same.
There could be Ochan too.
Yeah.
And also the Ram doesn't say that answer though.
Okay.
Right? He says it was either Malchus or a Rosh Hashanah.
With Ramban, 36 would answer both. Right.
Yeah.
36 people died because of
it's all so you can. I don't know if you could.
That makes it. That's not what I'm saying.
You wouldn't be able to tell them.
That's the same thing with Yonason. They wondered who was Moel Bechera, because I think there were people that.
By Yonason?
I think by Yonason. I think that's what made them think that.
I don't remember that.
They did the same thing. They went with a guy roll, and the guy roll went to.
By Yonason? I don't remember that.
There was some kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know now, but you can't tell you. Al Kalponim, it's not so pushy. You have to read the Rambam the way the Minchas Chinuch read it. Because the Rambam asked two kashas. He asked Ochan and the Ger HaMoleki. And he gives two answers. He says it could be Hayrosh Shah or Malchus. It's not necessarily that both are answering both. It could be that the way you could read it is they were Hayrosh Shah, or maybe one of them was Malchus. Meaning the one of the Ger HaMoleki. And then that would fit right with the Rambam's rule that the king takes care of killers because the Ger HaMoleki killed Shaul. So I don't know if it's so muchach that the Rambam meant both were because of Malchus. He already said Harosha, or it could be it was Malchus.
What's the loss of the Rambam?
The Rambam says, I don't have the word for word of it. He writes the two cases, that Alchan, and then he says, and the answer is Hayu Harosha. Oy Dvar Malchus, something like that. So does Dvar Malchus mean both or only one? If it only means the one of the Ger HaMoleki, then the whole Minchas Chinuch Sarai is off, because they could have killed him with a sword. That it's totally in that. His whole Rai is only if you say that the Rambam meant both.
Right.
Okay, so therefore it's not 100% Muchach.
You really don't need a Rai that the Minchas Chinuch brings. It's just the Svara that since a Melech, right, is Bechorev.
Yeah.
So anything that's totally in Moyed B'Malchus is Bechorev, and anything that's not, if it's not.
Well, B'Malchus, how do you know if the words in the Yerushalmi Tosefta were Bechoreshus Einoi Ela Beherig, right? Government can only do Herig. So that's the words, right? So, I mean, is it so Pashit? Vilorashus Lenitna Ela Herig Bilvan. It's not so Pashit. Not so pashut. And there are those svarim, if you look in the new Minchas Chinuch, that want to argue with the Minchas Chinuch.
I know that's from the Maor of Malchus over here. That's what Rabbi said.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking. Right? It's not so pashut what he's saying. So now, that's
the Malchus has to be Herod, means a space in Herod?
Well, that's what they assumed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there is another answer given on the Zoyar from the Ben Aryeh. That, you know, in the back of your Rambams, even the old ones, Hagois Ben Aryeh, it's not a new, it's in the old Rambams
he's
too.
He's in back of
Shas too.
Yeah, good.
I don't remember the last name. He wants to answer, and you know who was Mechaventim, Rav Reuben Magolius, you know, the Magolius Yam, also thought of the same thing. He said, maybe the answer can be like this, that really, Avada, you're only allowed to do Herrick. But when the Zoyar said that he could kill him with an arrow or anything else, because there's a general din by all chayv misas that im iata yochel amisa b'misa hanemur b'hen ata yochel amisa b'chol misas, right? So maybe that's why he says if he'll swear that I won't do the sword, so I'm iata yochel amisa b'misa hanemur b'hen. So then I'll be able to kill you with the other ones. So maybe that's the pshat. That's what these two svarim say. But I have a taina on that, and also Bissomer has a taina on that. My taina is that Tosis speaks out in Sanhedrin on Mem Hayam and Beis that the only time he has a kasha, he says it says in the Gemara that if some people were chayiv skila and other people were chayiv srefer or heri and they got mixed together in one group, so you give them all the lesser. So the Gemara says, how can you do that? Where's the Hasra for the lesser? So the Gemara gets into the whole thing. Musar al-davar chamur, musar al-davar kal. So Taisus fact, I don't hear the problem in the first place. The din is, if you're not allowed, able to be l'hamisa, the misa k'suva ba'en, you do it b'chamisa she'at yachol. And for Tosis, that's only by Boireach. That's only by Boireach. Not when they're all locked up in prison and you forgot who's who. Is Shmuel's just masber the point. What it means is, because if the whole Chiddush of the Torah wrote, that is if you, the Roitzeach, or whatever you did, are moinea us, from doing what we're supposed to, you're not going to get away with it. Then you'll just get killed some other way. But if we don't know what we're supposed to do, then you're safe. We can't do anything. And Rav Shmuel says, if you look in the Rambam, he thinks the Rambam sounds like that too. Because when the Rambam writes down that din of, you know, B'chol Misa, he thinks the Rambam also, for sure, fits very nicely. Well, let's see if I have the words. Yeah. Misha omar al nafshoi, right? You know, like, v'ayhudim amdu al nafshom, like he's saving his life. V'lo yachlu bezdin le'osroi, they can't hold him hostage. Ad shiyem yisuhu b'misa, shehu chayiv ba. So the Rambam also uses that story. So if you go with that thing, then you can't say this teretz anymore. Because if I'm the king swore that I won't do the sword, then I can't say, I can't do the misa, you can't do that. That's my time. Rabbi Sommer has a different time. His time is, he says, he doesn't think that that whole halacha applies to this. Because the Rambam says that's by the anybody who's chayiv, one of the arba misa, is bezdin, there's a thing, you know, b'chol misa. This guy isn't chayiv arba misa bezdin, it's only rishos. It's if the king wants, there's a special king thing, that a melech is allowed, rishos biyotah, the Rambam. That's not part of that din. You can't tell that too, so simply. Maybe this doesn't have that din. There's something, rishos can only use a chayiv. I don't know, it's not so pashut. That's his R. So, okay. So, Im Kain, we still have our Kasha. How are we going to learn the Zohar? Right? If we knock off the first two ideas. First one was to say, because a king can make law and order, not so poshut. You might still need a sword. Second idea was maybe, Yata Yachal HaMisay B'chol Misayis, also not so poshut. You can apply that here. So, Rabbi Sommer has a new idea. It's a very geschmack idea. He says like this, it's based on something that the Brisker Rav said in the name of his father, Rav Chaim. There is a Tosefta in Chumas, in Perek Zion. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, did I write down the exact words of the Tosefta?
So tell me not so
exactly. Yeah, if I have to, I will. If I have to, I did write it. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Kol ha-moyred b'malchus beis David chayiv misa. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Kol ha-moyred b'malchus beis David chayiv misa. So Rabbi Chaim asked, why only malchus beis David? The din of moyred b'malchus is any melech.
Melech
Yisrael. Melech Yisrael.
And they're legitimate melechim?
Sure. They have din melechim in Masechtos and Henry. Yeah. So Rav Chaim said, why does it say Malchus Beis David? So Rav Chaim said, Rabbi Shimon is not saying the din of Moyed B'Malchus. That is a personal, that you embarrass a king, like the Rambam said, you're Mavazim, you don't listen to him, that's Moyed B'Malchus. This is a different thing. If the person goes to fight the whole Malchus of Beis David, like he wants to, let's say, take away the Malchus and switch it to Binyamin or something, right? Or take away the whole Malucha, he starts up with the Malchus of Beis David, then there's a new din, he's Chayiv Misa, and it's not only from the king. This is Briskrav said it in the name of his father. The whole nation is chayiv to kill the guy. And they're chayiv to kill the guy. They're chayiv to kill him.
How could David himself say that he won't make sure that he wouldn't kill Shimei?
Oh, so listen to what's coming next. Okay. So the Brisker Rav said, what would you say Shimei did? Was Shimei a moirid against the whole Malchus of Beis David?
Absolutely.
Or was he just embarrassing David? So the Brisker Rav said he was only embarrassing David.
What about the Yichus?
Why was he
fighting? The Yichus.
So very good. Well, we'll get there in a second. The Mamash get there in a second. So the Brisker Rav said it must be that way, and that's good for the pshat. Why David said, I'm not going to kill you, and it's up to David. Oh. So Rabbi Krasner brings that if you look in the Ramami Pano Sefer, right, you know, he was times of Beis Yosef. So he's Asar Mamoros. Rabbi Kveger quotes him different places. So Asar Mamoros says, what's the pshat? If David HaMelech was such a tzaddik already, right? And he said, I'm not going to touch you, and Hashem did it and everything. So why did he tell Shlomi to kill him? So Zok, the Asar Mamoros, David HaMelech said, as far as you're moired in me, I'm moired. The problem is you called me a Moyavi. And what you just said. So if you call me a Moyavi, you're against the whole Malchus Beis David. You're saying my whole family forever. I can't Moichel that. I don't have the right to be Moichel that.
Can a Malchus be
Moichel? He says on his own, as far as killing the guy, yeah. Because it says, Beferish and Armitz Rishos. The Achroinim already make a whole big out of that even though the din is melech shemachal kvodein kvodein machal, but he doesn't have to kill the guy. That far you see in the realm, it's rishos. But on this, David Melech said, you went against the whole malchus, I have to get you killed, so I am giving it over to my son to kill you. That's how, so he said that he was moired on the whole malchus. So Rabbi Krasner asked, so what? Why did the Brisker Rav say nishtazoi? So he says a nice thing. He says, a very nice pshat for the Brisker Rav. He says, pshat is, if you look in Shmuel, it says every word that Shimi said. It says the whole thing, with a whole bunch of psukim, every word, what he said to him, Be'arichus. And it doesn't say one word about this Noyev, Moyavi, Reitzeach, nothing. So he says, Vaistoist, the pshat is that he didn't say it out of his mouth. He didn't say to him those words. Somehow it was understood under the lines that he was saying that. And he wants to be Marie. He says, that's how come when David HaMelech told Shlomo, he also said, Nimretzis. So, the Gemara, it's a Nutrikin. What's up, Shah? Because he told, that's exactly what it was. He gave him a klal Nimretzis, and you could be Makker what he was trying to say. So he says, that's not enough to go give him Misa, Altsmoyed B'malchus Beis David. That's already, Minashemayim, you know, not Alpid. Straightforward din. That's why you could the klalo. What it says in the psukim over there was that he just was mevazim. That could be the pshat. But al kapanim, the Ramami Pano learns that he was moir b'malchus beis dav. That he was. So now the thing is like this: the Brisker Rav said that it's tzarichin that the Rambam was mashbit this tesefta. The Rambam never brings this tesefta that if somebody's moir b'malchus beis dav, you have to kill him. So Rabbi Sommer wants to say, it must be that the Rambam held that since it's Rabbi Shimon Oimer, it's like mashma that the Chachamim don't hold that way. And Mimela, we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon.
The whole Tosefta is Rabbi Shimon Oimer?
I didn't look it up. That's the problem. I don't know. But that's I don't think it says Befeirish that the Rabbanan argue. Okay. But you have Mishnahs like that, when it says that we say that the Chachamim argue. So the Rambam holds we don't. So he said, Oibazai comes out like this. Very, very gishmak. The pshat's like this. The Rambam holds, why would you kill Shimi? You can't kill him for a Moyed B'malchus Beis David because we don't paskin that way. So Taka, the Rambam says, it was just al stam, al Moyed B'malchus. And it was the Rishus and it's Saif and all that. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, then you could kill him al Moyed B'malchus Beis David, right? And then that for sure has nothing to do with Rishus. That has nothing to do with the government because Rav Chaim said that every Jew has to kill him. And Grady says a nice thing. He says, what would be the concept of that thing? Because if you look in the Rambam, in the Animamins, you know, in Chelik, so in Yesod Yud Beis, in Yud Beis, he writes, I would think also wrote down the Lashon of the Rambam there. Yeah. Misha choylik al hamishpacha hazois. Yeah, if somebody argues on the mishpachas hamalchus of David, kafar b'Hashem yizbarach uvedivrei neviyav. Because Hashem always says that they're going to be the melech, and the neviim always say it. So that might be why it's like you have to kill him because like he's kafir, like you have moiridim sometimes. You know.
So the Rambam is not mishamed.
He doesn't say anything about killing. He just says that if a guy says it, he's a kafir, but he doesn't bring the din that you have. Well, right. You mean it's the general thing that the Rambam says that a guy who's an apikairis is moiridim. You mean it could go into that. I hear. Okay, that's, I hear. Okay, so if you say, so he's saying like this, Al Kapanim, according to Rabbi Shimon, everyone is supposed to kill Shimi. Is Oy Bazoy, that's the pshat. Because who wrote the Zayar? Rabbi Shimon, right? So Rabbi Shimon holds that you could kill him with a chetz or a chanis, of course, because it's not out to Malch, it's not out to the Melech. The whole Kali Yisrael is supposed to kill him. So Mimela, that's why really the Zohar said wouldn't help because he'll kill him another way. So he has a whole new pshat in the thing. Masha Enkin, the Rambam didn't bring the din of Moed B'Malchus Beis David because he doesn't hold that like Rabbi Shimon. So Mimela, he said the other way. That's the second shot. That's his own shot. But he leaves off with one ha'ara. He says, if it's really true what the Ramami Pano is saying, that he was a Moir B'Malchus Beis Dovin, and Rabbi Shimon would say that he's chayv to be killed, so why is he not killing him?
Why is he
swearing that he's not killing him? I mean, he's supposed to, you're chayv to kill him.
Or anybody else.
Or why isn't anyone else killing him?
Right.
So he doesn't know. It shouldn't even be a shavu at all. It's a shavu al batal sa mitzvah. Okay. So
there's another kasha. I think that maybe he's tied into this.
Yeah.
What's with the archetypal? I mean, you see, I don't know about Tanakh so much, but I mean, in Tilling, David HaMelech goes to town in archetypal.
Yeah. And all the things.
He gets no oil in Haba, right?
Yes.
That's also because he was also chaylik on. He was also mired the Malchus based on it because he also said
he helped.
He said he didn't hold of my of Loimenavis, right? Achitayvul. Right. So why don't you have this whole thing? Why did and was Achitayvul alive when Shlomo HaMelech
killed himself?
He killed himself.
Oh,
he was chaylik himself. Achitayvul was. Yeah.
Right. So maybe they would have killed him for all we know.
Yeah, but maybe it's the same thing.
He was Mekayim.
David HaMelech said he should lose his chelek in Oilam Haba.
Yeah.
He didn't say that he should be killed in Oilam
Haba. So you want to know why shouldn't he be killed?
It was after the fact.
When he wrote that capital Tilum.
Why is it that right from out there, right? Out there, that you got to kill somebody just to keep law and order?
Cause why? But he killed people, right?
So
that the Rambam, even the Rambam says that if for killing people, for sure the king can kill the person. The whole shaila is if it's only killing, because the Rambam only brings it down on Ritzayah.
Would they have to decide or not?
Well, that would be this shaila. The Minchas Chinuch says that law and order doesn't have to be only b'sayif. And these other svarim are trying to argue with him and say, no, even then it's only b'sayif. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, I hacked up.
Oh, no, so I was just saying, so he lies with that horror. He says, if it's true, the Brisk Rav said he wasn't considered a Moir B'Malchus based on it. So then, everything's fine. But if you're going to say, like this is Ramami Pano, that he was a Moir B'Malchus based David, then how exactly are you not killing him? So I don't have a chloric answer, but maybe a little bit. It's not us, sir. Excuse me?
Especially Avishai was there. And he said,
Avishai said, go kill him. Right. So I'm just trying to say, maybe this much you could. The Ramami Pano himself is saying, that is Taka why David said to Shlomo, we have to kill him. Because we are chayv to kill. So really what's going on is he's just delaying it, right? He's saying, I'm not going to do it in my lifetime. Maybe that already isn't usur. He had his cheshbon, that's why he didn't want to do it in his lifetime. The reason was, because then it's going to look like nekama. Or maybe he was afraid, he'll feel nekama. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it in his lifetime because it's going to be personal. So we'll wait. And after he's nifter, then they'll do it. Maybe that already isn't usur. It's like being ma'acher for a tzayrich. Really, there's a general shaila if a person has a chiv to do any mitzvah, which doesn't have a time limit, and he's ma'acher. Is that aser to be ma'acher? So Chazanish comes out that the rule is l'tzayrich is no iser. If you just stam are doing it for no good reason, just you don't want to do it, then he says, efshir, you are over. But here he had a reason. He had a tzairich, why he didn't want to do it now. So maybe that's not an iser. And Mimela, it's not like so shver that he waited. But he will do it. He has to do it and he will do it. Just not during his lifetime. And as far as the shvua, Mamash, what you asked about, Nishbal Vatal Samitzvah, there's a tshuva from the Rashba that says that let's say a person made a shvua, I will not get married for kach v'kach shanim. So he says that's not called Nishbal Vatal Samitzvah because he's just being ma'acher. And even though there is a Ma'arit who argues, Ma'arit says ma'acher is also Nishbal Vatal Samitzvah. Okay, so I don't have an answer according to the Ma'arit. But I'm saying at least according to the Rashba, just swearing to be ma'acher as a mitzvah is a good shvua. And here he had a reason, so maybe it wouldn't be so shver how he could do it. Okay, that's the whole shmooze. All right, I don't think I have enough time to say the whole other one. So, what time? It's like mamish. My thing isn't exact.
I have 54:55.
Okay, shame. So, the other one was more. I think mamish la emes la mita shel Torah, but this was for sure more exciting. So, I think. No, more exciting.
I just wanted to do this one exciting one.
Whenever there's killing joke,
it's on tape.
Nope, there'll be time.